Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today's crosshair passage comes from Matthew 5:45, which says, "Your Father in heaven makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust." The Daily Fire thought for today is, "All my needs are covered by faith in God's promises." Brandon, the word passages for today is Genesis 1:30, Genesis 8:22, Genesis 9:10, Matthew 5:45, Matthew 6:28-29, Matthew 7:7-11. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year is 1 Samuel 4, Romans 4, Jeremiah 42, and Psalm 18. Today we're going to be talking about divine promises. It is human nature to depend on God's people, depend on people's promises until we're disillusioned. Tricksters and con men trade on it. We trust people when they give us their word. We should be able to trust God as He has given us His word. 100 generations have proved Him, and He has given us the same reason for relying upon Him. Expressing declarations of what He will undertake to do for us. Somebody went through the whole Bible and counted, finding 7,874 promises that God made to us. That glittering array covers our understanding of God and what we can expect from Him. Outside of these promises is possibly outside the Word of God. Nevertheless, there is no hard boundary to the kindness of God. He is gracious. Experience shows that He may allow beyond the fringe of His precious Word. When that happens, it is not to be taken as a setting a precedent for others to demand the same of Him. But the scope of the 7,874 promises should be wide enough for all circumstances that need God's help. Many of the promises come in the form of a covenant. God does a lot for us without our asking Him. Our Father in heaven makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust, as we read earlier in Matthew 5:45. God is good, and good to all. Millions give Him no credit, although they are quick to blame Him when bad things hit their lives. The processes of human nature, seems unchangeable and regular. To this day, nobody has shown that God has no part in this. He keeps His promises to every beast on the earth, to every bird in the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth. Genesis 1:30. While the earth remains seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night, it shall not cease, as it tells us in Genesis 8:22. Jesus took it further and included the flowers, saying, "Consider the lilies of the field, how that they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these," Matthew 6:28-29. Rejoice in God's loving kindness and caring faithfulness. Even His creation declares His miraculous provisions for you. God bless you guys. I hope you continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.